There's over 300 people registered with the scheme, but there's only 37 full applications in, and I would say that there's a number of engineers waiting to get a few over the line so that they know exactly the process that they're following with the rest of them. And, you know, it took the council probably a bit of time to bed in with this process, and I think things should be a lot more streamlined once the applications come out now and the rest of them starts coming in. Everyone should know what they're doing and how to get them out in as quickly as possible, because, you know, we must keep the pressure on to get these applications through the council in as quick a timeline as possible to get people's houses fixed, because we're coming into another winter. People are living in houses that are extremely badly damaged, and it's not where we want to be at all.
Of the 30-odd applications that had come onto the table when the council's report was being prepared, the council says most of them did require requests for further information. With that in mind, you'd be hoping they'll have been answered and engineers and others would have learned from those, so it should speed up, you believe, even into the future?
I think that's absolutely right, Donal. I think it certainly will speed the process up. I think the engineers going forward will know now exactly what the council is looking for, the level of detail they're looking for, and, you know, and it should make it easier for them to put on other applications. And that's I suppose the exact point that we're at the minute. But look, as I say, the big thing is here, it's getting the process through, getting the applications through and getting people's houses fixed. That's the end game here, and that's what everybody wants to get to. And the quicker we can do that, the quicker people can get back to their normal lives.